Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 5800 kHz. You can also listen to our program via internet on rai.com.ar and via YouTube, because we have a brand new YouTube channel where you can find a lot of content about our country, about our culture, gastronomy, music. You can find the Made in Casa programs that we started producing about a little more than 2 months ago, 3 months ago. It's a multi-language program that we produce every week from home, as we continue to produce our stuff from our personal studios because of the lockdown, because of the pandemic. We haven't been going to Maipú 555, to the central building of Argentina's public national radio, because authorities have been trying to keep the circulation of people to the minimum, and that's why our station has been fully operating in a homemade mode since last March, including this particular show that, well, for the time being, is a weekly program rather than a Monday to Friday one, as it has always been. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English, the lockdown edition, that, as I told you, you can listen on WRMI and also on rai.com.ar. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. I repeat, qslrai@gmail.com. You can send messages there, you can send greetings there, and you can also send reception reports there if you are a DXer. That's your channel for communicating with us. And if you send a reception report, we'll be replying with a digital QSL card. Today is July the 3rd, and here in Argentina we commemorate the Locutor Day. A locutor is an Spanish word for broadcaster or radio presenter. And, well, it's a special day for those of us here in Argentina who work in front of a microphone, like myself. So whatever you are, I know, well, this is an Argentine thing, but I know there are many people listening to us who are into radio. I wanna greet you wherever you are and say happy Broadcasters Day. It's the wish of RAI Argentina to the world. On today's program, we'll be having the latest news, mainly regarding the coronavirus pandemic here in Argentina and the region. And we'll talk about the most important music awards here in Argentina, the Gardel Awards, which would be like the Argentine Grammys. And the nominations were announced this week. We'll be talking about that and obviously listening to some music. But that will come after the news that's starting right away. The last coronavirus-free province has confirmed its first case. The government of Catamarca in Argentina's northwest informed a truck driver from La Rioja tested positive, becoming the first contagion in this jurisdiction since the outbreak began back in March. Buenos Aires area goes back into phase one of lockdown amid a surge in coronavirus cases with over 2,000 new per day. Authorities of Argentina's most populated area further restricted activities amid concerns of impact on an already deteriorated economy. Meanwhile, the second largest Argentine city of Córdoba is reopening bars and restaurants and allowing maids to go back to work as from next week. The government has approved a protocol for reopening schools. The Ministry of Education aims at the return in stages, keeping a mandatory distance of 1.5 meters all the time, and with everybody, students and teachers, wearing mandatory face masks. Their resumption of classes is slated for after the winter recess in areas without community circulation of the virus, something that rules out the Buenos Aires metropolitan area. Three lawmakers got infected during a session held last week. They are pro-government Congressman Carlos Silva and the opposition's Miguel Basse and Julio Saad, who assured he had followed all protocols. All three, informed on social media, are in good condition. In Uruguay, a mayor is demanding the closure of borders after two infected Argentines arrived. The neighboring nation is returning to normalcy amid a low number of coronavirus cases. The two Argentine legal residents returned sick to the city of Maldonado, sparking fears of a new outbreak. A top political figure of the province of Mendoza is suggesting that Andean wine-producing region could seek independence. Former governor and congressman Alfredo Cornejo said the federal government is leaving Mendoza with no other choice amid a rift involving a massive infrastructure project on a river. The Argentine economy had a record plunge in April, the first full month of COVID-19 lockdown. According to official statistics, the drop in activity was 24.6%, a bigger decrease than that following the 2001 meltdown. And finally, online Mercosur summit agrees on advancing joint anti-coronavirus strategies. The presidents of the four member nations took part in this encounter via video conference. Argentina's Alberto Fernandez, Uruguay's Luis Lacalle Pou, Brazil's Jair Bolsonaro, and Paraguay's Mario Abdo Benitez. And these were the news on RAE, Argentina to the world. All right, and it's music time now, and we're going to be listening to some reggae music produced here in Argentina. And after this song, we'll be talking about music again, because we'll be going over the nominations that were announced for the most important music awards here in Argentina, the Gardel Awards. But that will be after enjoying this tune by Los Abuelos de la Nada, a throwback to the 1980s in Argentina. The song's called Chalamal.
A veces pienso que ya no me haces efecto y digo, en la calle te buscaré, en la calle te encontraré, no, 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 no. A veces me imagino tu cara en la multitud y digo que ya no te necesito, que ya no te necesito.
Chalamal.
Esta noche vas a viajar, esta noche vas a viajar en mi sidecar. Cuando esté lejos, sin pases para volver, esa noche te llamaré, esa noche te buscaré. A veces me imagino tu cara en la multitud y digo que ya no te necesito, que ya no te necesito.
Volverá, volverá
la canción del cielo y en la gran fiesta te disfraz,
y en la gran fiesta de disfraz a Babilonia bajarán. En Babilonia lo quemarán. No, 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 no. Esta noche vas a viajar. Esta noche no se preocupará.
Ya no me haces efecto y digo
que ya no te necesito, que ya no te necesito, que ya no te necesito, que ya no te necesito.
Argentines love this band. Los Abuelos de la Nada, which translates as the grandfathers or the grandparents. Abuelos means both. Of nothingness, or simply of nothing. That's a song called Charaman, a nice reggae tune that we just played on today's program of RAE Argentina to the world. We are the international service of Argentina's public national radio. And we'll continue talking about music because this week the nominations for the most important music awards of this country were announced. The Gardel Awards were announced this week. The nominations were announced. The ceremony for the awards will take place next August, all right? And this year came, obviously, with several changes. The main development was that there was no gathering because of coronavirus. So the announcement of the nominations was carried out via video conference from different spots around the country in a joint broadcast by several stations of Radio Nacional, Argentina's public national radio, and RAE took part in the broadcast of the nominations announcement. The names of the candidates were announced from Rosario in the province of Santa Fe, from Salta in Argentina's northwest near the border with Bolivia, in the wine producing region of Mendoza. Some candidates were announced from Mendoza, from Córdoba, from Antarctica, because Radio Nacional has got, as you know, a branch broadcasting from the Base Esperanza in Antarctica, the Arcángel San Gabriel LRA-36. Branch is broadcasting from Antarctica, and they took part in this joint broadcast announcing the nominations for the Gardel Awards. And obviously, the city of Buenos Aires had participation in the announcement of these candidates. This year, there were several changes. This is the 22nd edition of the Gardel Awards, and this year came with several changes. For example, there is no more female and male categories. There is a single gender, or gender is no longer an issue in the categories. There were 3,000 pre-nominations. That's an absolute record. And there are more candidates, more nominees this year. This has been a decision of CAPIF, which is the record-producing chamber in Argentina that groups record producers. Well, it's basically a lobby of the Argentine music industry. They decided to include more candidates this year to help artists that are having a very tough time. As you know, the music, entertainment, tourism, gastronomy industries are among the worst hit by this pandemic, and nobody knows when those activities are going to return to some degree of normalcy. Concerts, for example, which is one of the main activities musicians and bands can be involved with, can't be done really without bringing a lot of people together. You can adopt some social distancing measures, but you'll only get a fraction of the public you got in pre-pandemic times. Well, it's a pretty hard moment for musicians and artists and entertainers around the world, and this is one of the reasons for the Gardel Awards to have more candidates this year than in previous editions, to help them, to give them more visibility. There are 8 candidates per category. We're going to now mention a few of these categories. And obviously, we've got the most important awards, which is the Best Album of the Year, the Song of the Year. We've got the Revelation Artist. And the end of the ceremony in August usually is with the Golden Gardel. These are the Argentine Grammys, you know. This is the equivalent of the Argentine Grammys, and they are named after, well, a music symbol of this country, such as Carlos Gardel. Not to say that there aren't other musical symbols for this country, but there is consensus inside and outside Argentina about the importance of Gardel. Let's go over some of the nominations, some of the categories. Well, we don't have time to mention them all. It's a lot of categories and it's a lot of candidates. As I just said, there are even more candidates this year in this 22nd edition of the Gardel Awards. But just to mention a few, we've got the whole folklore, the whole folk chapter of the awards. And when you think folklore, you can't simply summarize the whole folk music of Argentina into one type of music. That's why there are several subgenres of folk that need to be paid attention to with specific awards. For example, we've got chamamé, which is the typical music of the northeast of Argentina. We also have alternative folk, which is a more contemporary type of folk music. Obviously, we've got tango. Then we've got Argentine rock. We've got punk. We've got urban music, such as hip-hop or trap, which is very popular among people in their teens, no, and even younger than that. Kids are really into that kind of music, and it's also recognized in these awards with their own specific award. We've got jazz, children's music. We've got producer of the year, recording of the year, tropical music, which is cumbia. It's very danceable. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with music. It's very popular all over South America, Latin America also, but South America, it comes from Colombia, and it's got several sub-genres. It's very super popular. We've got cuarteto. There is an award for cuarteto, which is the type of music from the province of Córdoba. It's very strong there. And reggae. And then we'll have the song of the year, and we've got some samples. We've got samples, actually, of each of the candidates to win the Song of the Year here in Argentina. Let's go one by one. This is the first song by Abel Pintos, one of the most popular artists here in Argentina. It's a song called 100 years.
Ahora y en 100 años más, las cosas van a ser igual. Ahora preguntan por qué te quiero lo mismo que ayer.
Well, that was Abel Pintos with that track called 100 Años, 100 Years, the first candidate to win the Song of the Year in the Argentine Grammys, the Gardel Awards. The next candidate is the song The Cobra by Jimena.
Soy la cobra que se cobra todo lo que hiciste, bebé. Pensabas que era gratis lastimar y andar pisando todos mis pedazos, bebé. Mi alma está cansada de llorar. Si no me queda ya ni sangre, bebé. Me hiciste cada gota derramar cuando quisiste devorarme, pero yo sigo acá.
Well, that's Jimena with La Cobra, The Cobra. The song was very, very popular last year, over the past year, among the youth and even among children. My 6-year-old daughter, when she heard I was listening to this song as I was preparing the show and checking out these tunes to tell you about them, she came running to where I was and started singing this song, starting dancing and smiling. Well, that's another candidate to the Song of the Year. The next is by David Lebón, Mundo Agradable, Pleasant World.
Todas las personas pueden mejorar, todos los caminos pueden ayudar. Si estás ahí, si lo deseas, este es mi sueño y el de muchos más. Esta es mi casa donde quiero estar.
And that is David Lebón with a song called Mundo Agradable, a song that is well known here in Argentina. It's not a brand new release. It's a song by him that was originally recorded and released back in the early 1990s for a band that David Lebón, a multi-instrumentalist and singer, integrated, the so-called Argentine Beatles, a group called Serú Girán that he formed back in the 70s, had a brief reunion in the early 1990s when they released an album. And from that album is the original rendition of this song, Mundo Agradable. And this is a re-recording of the song that is candidate to Song of the Year. In this case, he re-recorded the song with another rock star of Argentina called Ricardo Mollo. The next candidate is a track by Paula Mafia, Corazón Licántropo.
Mi corazón licántropo se empaña de luna llena, va derecho a la trampa, lo tengo que ahogar y escarbar con el hocico, arrancarlo de un mordisco, es por su propio bien, no entiendo.
That's Paula Mafia with Corazón Licántropo, another candidate to win the Gardel Award to the Song of the Year. Next is a favorite of the youth, another favorite of the teens. The singer is Woz, and the song is Canguro, Kangaroo.
Hoy no voy a salir, voy a quedarme en la nube donde nadie sube. Wow. No vengas a molestar, dicen que está todo mal. Bueno, wow. Yo soy magia bien acá y no te pienso ni mirar, cielo. Vamos, repriman la mierda que tienen guardada en el pecho. Traguen y callen este estar deshecho, parece siempre derecho. Cállenlo, cédenlo, que haga lo que quiera pero sáquenlo. Y cállenlo, cédenlo, que haga lo que quiera pero sáquenlo. Ey, háganme caso, o no tienen claro que soy el rey. Háganme caso que soy la ley, dame mi blister, mi party, yeah.
That was Was with a song called Kangaroo Canguro. And next on the list of candidates to win the Song of the Year award in Argentina is Conociendo Rusia. That's the name of the group, Getting to Know Russia. And the name of the song is I Want You to Call Me. Quiero que me llames.
Quiero hacer canciones que no hablen de vos, pero no me sale. Quiero que los días pasen sin tu color. Quiero que me llames.
We're listening to the candidates or fragments of the candidates to win the award to the Song of the Year. Another nominee is a track by El Mató a un Policía Motorizado, and the track's called The Dog, El Perro.
Perdido, oh, 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 se escapó con los ruidos de esta oscura fiesta infernal, de esta oscura fiesta infernal.
El Mató un Policía Motorizado. It's worth the translation of that band's name. He killed a cop on a motorbike, or a motorbike cop. That is the name of this band, which is quite popular in Argentina. It's an indie band that emerged over the past 15 years and now is super popular among certain groups. It's an indie band. It's not a massive group. Next, we were just talking about David Lebón and how he re-recorded a song that he released originally with Serú Girán many years ago. Well, speaking about Serú Girán, here's another former member of that group, Pedro Aznar, who's a candidate with this song called Quédate, o Quédate. Stay.
Nunca es un desierto plano, nunca es lo que todo niega. Una noche negra, un sol que no llega. Que al pasar arrastra su penal de días como una condena.
Yeah, that's Tango by Pedro Aznar, who in Serú Girán was the bass player, the keyboard player. In Serú Girán was a rock band. Pedro Aznar played rock, but in this case he's singing tango music, and he's basically proficient in many styles, jazz, folk, pop, and that's his song Quédate, another candidate to the Song of the Year award. And another nominee is one of the top female rock singers of Argentina, Fabiana Cantilo, with this track called Luna, Moon.
¿Dónde te fuiste, Luna? Eras mi sol, hermosura, ángel de piel de visón. Es para vos esta canción.
And the final candidate to the Song of the Year is singer Julia Senko with Lucero.
Sonrisa la mariposa candente que por la mano me agita y por la boca me enciende.
And with the 10 candidates to win the Song of the Year award at the Gardel Music Awards, which will be informed next August, we have come to the end of this edition of RAE Argentina to the World in English. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a good weekend, and we'll be back with you next week with another show. Ciao, hasta la próxima.